You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day and thanks for joining us for the weekly Batuta News Bulletin on Desert Rock FM. My name's Bruce Hitchcock, and joining me in the Koala Mattress Studios today to run through the biggest stories from the week that was is Wendell Hussey.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in as we wrap up the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper.
And just quickly, before we get started, the Batuta Advocate Roadshow is finally here. Clancy and Errol are on stage first up in Townsville this weekend before hitting the road for the next month. So grab tickets from the link in the show notes or just Google it if that's the way you operate. Now, kicking off with national news, Dell, and the tropical city of Darwin has been heaped with praise this week.
Haven't they ever, Bruce? It comes after Darwin has been recognised for its efforts as the only capital city not currently fucking up a light rail project. As many of our listeners outside the Diamantina Shire will be aware, this is something to be commended, with other major cities around the country all trying their hardest to shut down parts of their city to butcher a highly impractical and extremely expensive infrastructure project. The Territory's Minister in charge of the transport portfolio explained that he actually ran a pretty successful business before entering politics, and as a result, didn't really need his gears greased by a large construction company chasing a bit of public infrastructure coin. So because of this, they didn't need to shut down the CBD like a frozen laptop and piss their money into the wind.
Right. It all makes sense now. I'm glad they're finally getting the recognition they deserve.
It's certainly warranted. And Bruce, back home in Batuta, we spoke to a local nurse about a handy little life hack she's discovered.
Yeah, very handy little life hack there, mate. She's explained to us that she's found the trick for getting a good night's sleep. It's a method she developed recently and says the key for her sleeping easy is simply thinking about the fact that she paid more tax than Qantas, News Corp and a raft of other companies this year. Speaking to us after finishing up her evening shift at Royal Batuta Base Hospital, Nicole Grayling told us that she's been drifting off to sleep on waves of pride and satisfaction after realising that she paid more tax this year than a lot of enormous multinationals, many of whom destroy the environment and all of whom benefit from our nation's infrastructure. She said to us that paying 18% of her $64,000 salary to fund national projects while the big end of town doesn't contribute a cent of its profits makes her sleep like a log.
Who needs steel knocks, hey? And in other parts of Batuta, the town's Year 12 students have been sitting their final exams of late. As you can imagine, there have been some very stressed out young students. We were on the scene this week as one local mum offered her daughter some poignant advice. Year 12 student Amy had been complaining to her mother about not being able to understand an outdated Shakespearean text, or some shit like that, and jamming the panic button ahead of her English exam. However, thankfully the crisis was averted after her mother told her that all she needed to do was just read the question.
It really is that simple, hey Del? Now, elsewhere around town, we covered a story that didn't end so happily. The Advocate spoke to a young man about coming to terms with the fact that fixing his sloppy rig is going to have to wait another year. He told us that, unfortunately, a serious bout of food poisoning is now his only realistic chance of getting a beach bod in time for summer. After another year of living very well, the hedonistic accountant from the Flight Path District explained to us that only a week of throwing up absolutely everything that touches his lips is going to help him now. However, he did say that it won't be keeping him awake at night, telling us,
I mean, it would be nice, but it's not like I really give a fuck, to be honest. I'm not going to be fat-shamed by society. I'm not unhealthy anyway. I just don't look like a Victorian rules player or a fuckhead crossfitter, and I'm fine with that.
Always next year, hey. And on the sporting front this week, Davey Warner is back in the headlines again. The band former Australian vice captain and chief attack dog is back in the news after sensationally walking out of a family brunch in Cronulla because his mother-in-law took a light-hearted jab at him. Reports suggest the mother-in-law told the obviously not match-fit young man that he looked like he'd been in a good paddock, causing Warner to get up and storm off in a huff. This came a short time after news emerged that the notorious sledger walked off during a Sydney Park cricket game because of a run-of-the-mill insult from an opposition player. Shane Nichols, one of our avid readers from down south, did tip us off that the scorer during that Park cricket game actually put down retired hurt, in brackets, feelings, next to Warner's name.
Certainly a far less gracious walk-off than Gilly's famous 2003 semi-final one, that's for sure. Anyway, the Warner story didn't stop just there. Heading back from his in-laws' place, Warner then walked again. The fiery opening batsman incredibly pulled up in the middle of a six-lane motorway down in the Harbour City and walked off the road after a commuter told him he couldn't drive to save his life. The light-hearted road rage sledge occurred after the Randwick-Petersham batsman apparently merged lanes without using his indicator. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Dave's feelings aside, of course. Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for tuning in. Please subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered, and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
And I'm Wendell Hussey.